Over 350 newspapers across the country published opinion pieces supporting the freedom of the press today. In Indiana, at least 12 papers have published articles rebuking President Donald Trump for attacking the press as, quote, the enemy of the American people, unquote. The national publication of articles supporting press freedom come after the Boston Globe called for editorial boards to publish pieces defending the role of journalists, particularly in the current national political climate. Among the newspapers in Indiana to publish pieces defending the role of the press were the Herald Times of Bloomington, the Indianapolis Star, the Kokomo Tribune, Fort Wayne's Journal-Gazette, Fort Wayne's News Sentinel, Terre Haute's Tribune-Star, the South Bend Tribune, Anderson's Herald Bulletin, Lafayette's Journal and Courier, Logansport's Pharaoh's Tribune, Jeffersonville's News and Tribune, and the Lebanon Reporter. Bloomington Herald Times editor-in-chief Bob Salzberg says he published an op-ed in today's paper because he believes newspapers ultimately serve the public at large.
The bona fide news media, the people who are working every day as journalists, who are trying very hard to find out the truth and to impart that information to readers are anything but the enemy. They're on the side. They're the good guys. They're on the side of trying to make sure that people have the information they need to be informed so that they can live a better life.
Salzberg says he's so far received generally positive feedback about today's editorial. He says print journalists, in particular, work to tell truth to power.
Well, members of the media are working for the public. I know, I can speak for us at the Herald Times, but I can also speak for print journalists. That the idea is that we're the voice of people who are underrepresented, that we're in a position to hold the powerful accountable. We tell stories of the people in our communities, and the idea that we would be called the enemy of the people is just ridiculous on its face.
This morning, President Trump addressed the nationwide editorials in a tweet that reads, quote, "There is nothing that I would want more for our country than true freedom of the press. The fact is that the press is free to write and say anything it wants, but much of what it says is fake news, pushing a political agenda, or just plain trying to hurt people. Honesty wins," unquote. President Donald Trump has called members of the media enemies of the American people 7 times since June on Twitter alone. The Republican majority Senate passed a resolution this morning that reaffirms that the news media is not the enemy of the American people.